Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In the synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him with a loud cry, came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When Jesus among us, the devil also stayed nearby. So we are not exempted from temptation, but with Christ we can overcome. Jesus himself suffered, but he just told God the Father. You remember after the Last Supper, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He was so painful, he cried out, "Father, leave this cup away from me." But he read one word, "But not according to my will, but your will." It's so true. Many times we complain that God doesn't listen to us. God listened to us. But you may ask why. The pain is still there. I think this is an opportunity for us to share the pain together with Christ, or to be offered for the salvation of humanity. We are part of the salvation history. So we are blessed if we have this thing to share with Christ. Important, we have to trust Christ has never left us alone. He is with us. Even suffering, he stays with us. This is the point that we have to bear in mind. Many times we complain, why we pray so hard, and then the same thing happened. Well, Jesus will tell us, be courageous, I'm with you. So we have to follow Christ step by step, day by day. Don't worry about things of tomorrow. Just bear the little crosses of every day. Jesus will give us the strength. Tell Jesus, "I'm weak. Please, give me the strength." Jesus always say, "Without me, you can't do anything." So that's our faith. With Christ, even in suffering, we are saved because we have God with us. Emmanuel, God among us.